U.S. companies could pay lower taxes if the president gets his way.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. The president gave his State of the Union address last night. Among the major talking points, more money for education, a pay freeze for federal employees, and an emphasis on keeping the U.S. competitive. One way Obama proposed to do that is overhauling corporate taxes, lowering them, actually. Here's the president.
Get rid of the loopholes. Level the playing field. And use the savings to lower the corporate tax rate for the first time in 25 years without adding to our deficit. It can be done.
Here to talk taxes with us is Dan Shaviro, professor of taxation at NYU Law School. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Dan, so talk to me a little bit about corporate taxes. Are they particularly high in this country?
Corporate tax rates are high in this country. That doesn't mean that companies pay more taxes than they do in other countries, but the rate is higher, which means if they don't pay a lot, it's because they're doing tax planning or they found legal ways of paying less, things that Congress decided to give special tax breaks to.
Well, given that, will it make a difference if corporate tax rates are cut?
Well, reducing the corporate tax rate would make companies that are multinationals less eager to avoid having their income arise in the U.S. They might be more willing to actually invest in the U.S. They'd certainly be more willing to have some of their taxable income from around the world reported as being here.
So you don't necessarily think that this would add to the deficit?
I think it would add to the deficit. This would, just cutting the rates, it wouldn't make so much money back that it would definitely still add to the deficit.
What do you think of the plan as the president laid it out?
Well, it wasn't very detailed. It's kind of whenever they want to do tax reform, lower the rates and broaden the base, it's kind of like trying to give people sugar and bitter medicine at the same time. Everyone likes the sugar, but no one really likes the medicine so much.
Right.
It didn't sound like he wants to take the lead on saying which things to take away. He seemed to be asking Congress and both parties.
And finally, how do you expect companies feel about this? Are they excited at this idea?
They're going to vary. If you have a revenue-neutral rate cut with base broadening, some companies will win and they'll like it, but others will lose and they won't like it at all. And the rule one in Washington is the losers scream more than the winners say thank you.
As always, Dan Shaviro, professor of taxation at NYU Law School. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
The federal government isn't the only one facing difficult budget decisions. A lot of states are in hot financial water as well. Illinois is in particularly bad shape. To close its $15 billion budget gap, the state has raised corporate taxes by more than 50%. Now New Jersey is hoping to cash in on that. The Garden State has started an ad campaign to steal fed-up businesses from Illinois. Janet Babin has more.
New Jersey's broadcast ads throw some not-so-subtle barbs Illinois' way.
Have you had enough of Illinois' outrageous tax increases that stifle businesses and cause jobs? Then move your business to New Jersey.
Hi. New Jersey's corporate tax rate is 0.5% lower than Illinois' new higher rate. But political advisor Charles Gabriel at Capital Alpha Partners says you also have to consider the Garden State's income tax rate.
Spin lies in the hands of the advertiser. They can gloss over the fact that they still have a higher personal income tax rate than the state of Illinois.
According to the Tax Foundation, people who make more than $40,000 a year will pay higher income taxes in New Jersey than in Illinois. The state's two governors are lobbing insults at each other through the media, and Governor Christie heads to Illinois next week to make his case to businesses in person. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Obama's State of the Union address has overseas markets in a good mood, for the most part. London's FTSE is up 1.33%. Germany's DAX is up 1.25%. Tokyo's Nikkei Index bucked that trend. It fell 0.6%. That on news that Toyota is recalling more than 1.5 million vehicles, including a couple of Lexus models, for problems that could cause fuel leakage. And Boeing just reported lower quarterly profits, but good news could be on the horizon for the plane maker. It just landed a $1.5 billion contract with the Navy. U.S. markets ended Monday on a mixed note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell just a bit to close at 11,977. And there's more bad news from the housing market. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports the number of mortgage applications fell last week, and mortgage refinancings dropped to their lowest level in more than a year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life. AllianzUSA.com. And by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric.
The first big IPO of the year happens today. Nielsen, the ratings company, is set to go public. Jennifer Collins reports.
Many people remember Nielsen as the company behind the diaries, where people wrote down everything they watched on TV. Today, Nielsen's into way more than television.
It's just growing exponentially.
Peter Harvey runs Intellidyne, a boutique ad tracking agency.
Now they're into all these analytics services within the internet.
Nielsen brings in around $5 billion a year, and Harvey says advertisers are clamoring for ever more detailed information about who their content reaches. David Menlo, president of IPO Financial, says Nielsen will face serious competition over the next few years.
Nielsen is basically the best of breed within its field at this point. You certainly wouldn't want to make that a statement that has a long shelf life with technology advancing the way it does almost on a minute-by-minute basis.
Menlo also says other companies, including Toys R Us and the hospital chain HCA, will be watching Nielsen's IPO to gauge the market for their own public offerings. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, McDonald's University in China trains restaurant managers to be all they can be. Getting in is no happy meal. The school's acceptance rate is lower than Harvard's. Harvard accepts about 7% of the students who apply. McDonald's University accepts 1%. I guess you are pretty much guaranteed a job if you graduate from McDonald's U, and I also hear the food's better. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Working from home can have some perks, staying in your PJs, your bed doubling as a desk, and not needing to drive, of course. But can telecommuting really help save the planet?
It's quite possible to generate more energy from the building standpoint by telecommuting than you save.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, one less excuse for working from home. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.